The very fact that The tree was in the way, because the temple had to be built here. So the devotees made some plans to remove the tree. And being one of those foolish devotees, I said, well, they must know what they're doing. We didn't know what we were doing at all. We did not realize that here is a nice precious tree. To our personal presence, it's present here at this very location, knowing that in the future, people rather than single will be installed at this very site. The reason why this tree is here is that Srimati Radharani is always absorbed in meditating and forming fingers. And sometimes, when she is separated from him, she sees him in the form of this tree. At other times, when she is with him, she feels separated from him. So if you notice that she is standing on the altar beside Swami Sundar. But Radharani is actually to herself, but even when she stands by the side of Lord Swami Sundar, she feels as if she is dying. And therefore she feels terrible anxiety. And in separation, dies from the tears. But the arrangement of this Samantha right in front of her ensures that our Radharani and our author never have to deal with the Lord in the
Is not something of a luxury, but it is our actual purpose and goal. And we derive qualification for doing so by all the other activities which we perform. To be a follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu means to do this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for the first 6 years, traveled all over South India and preached, and all over India and preached Krishna consciousness. And then for the next 18 years, he simply sat in the Gambhir and other places in Puri and worshiped Radha Krishna. So this Dham, this Krishna Balaram temple, has been established by Srila Prabhupada as his home, and he has encouraged all the devotees all over the world to come here and to worship Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. And to teach as long as they have strength the message of Sri Rupa Goswami throughout the world, and then when the time is right for them to come here, as Prabhupada did, to spend many years, Prabhupada prepared for his preaching mission by spending many, many years with work, translating Bhagavatam, meditating on Rupa Goswami and his mission. And then again, when Prabhupada went, at the end of his life, he came back here, and I encouraged him to go overseas to preach. But as soon as Prabhupada got notice that the time was coming to leave, he immediately said, although we don't have any sentiment that one has to die in Vrindavan, he said, still, I want to be there. He said, although I have no such sentiment that I have to remain here, because wherever I go, I am absorbed in remembering Vrindavan, still I would like to physically be there, because it is so favorable. So all of this has been made possible by the mercy of Srimati Radharani, as we shall hear from our various speakers today. I will not spend any more time speaking personally, but will one by one call upon different senior Vaishnavas to bless us with Srimati Radharani's katha. We would like to call upon one of our senior sannyasis of our society, who has been residing in Vrindavan Dham, for a number of years now. He has been working on some Sanskrit books which will benefit our society, and we are going to hear from him now. Sant Pujapat Ruchitraya Maharaj, who will speak to us on the four sampradayas and how they all glorify Srimati Radharani. Following this, This is how much they come here now.
When Samaya Krishna Maharaj said before, what is the immediate thing appreciate this relation between God and Krishna? Can appreciate the Supreme Lord in this characteristic of Madhurya, not in the Asvarya. When where the Supreme Lord he shows his supreme opulence and greatness. For example, there are some Vaishnavas that they are so much into this reverential mood, and then they worship God with this conception of Asvarya. And then the consort of the Lord, they don't consider in the same level as the Supreme Lord. In the case of Lakshmi Narayana, most of these worshippers, they consider that Lakshmi Dev is not in the same level, the same status as the Lord Narayana himself. They say even the great acharyas, Vaishnava acharyas, they say that the Lakshmi Dev is a very special giver, is a unique class of giver. And then the Supreme Lord, because he is Swatantra, he is supremely independent, he cannot have any competitor, he cannot share his opulence, his position with anyone. But this is not the case of the Gaudiya philosophy. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is Sri Krishna himself. And then he reveals what is the position of Srimati Radharani. There is very nice verse in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita that explains this Radha Tattva, explains what really is the position of Srimati Radharani. For example, this famous verse written by Sarupa Damodara Goswami in the Mangala Sarana of Srimati Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita explains very nicely. He says, Radha Krishna Pranaya Vritrishi Labhini Jaktiras Bhav Iksat Mano Vati Bhuvipura Deha Devanga Kreta. He just says, Radha Krishna Pranaya Vritrishi. The Srimati Radharani is the transformation, Vritrishi, of the pranaya love of Krishna. And then the verse says, you have Jini Shakti Dasman. This is, she is his pleasure potence. It means that Krishna, he manifests his multiple potencies, even this material world. Even all of us, the living entities, are potencies, are shaktis of Krishna. But Srimati Radharani is the most intimate shakti, the internal shakti, the most elevated aspect of the internal shakti of Krishna. And then the Sarupa Damodara Goswami explains, it does not know but is Bhuvipura. This is very interesting because this Ekta Atma means that these two Atmas, these two souls are Ekta, are one soul. And then So, since the beginning, a general sign, these two personalities are deha, deha, are different bodies. And then we can understand this position because it takes Srimati Radharani is Krishna himself. He is the very Krishna. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains there is no difference between the Shakti and the Shakti, the possessor of Shakti. And this is because we are Vaishnava philosophy. There is another explanation about this Rajini Shakti. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, he says, Lajini Saraya Krishna Anandas Asvadam Lajini Radhara Kari Bhaktira Poshana. This verse says that the Lajini Shakti is the potency which gives pleasure to Krishna, and also this Lajini Shakti to nourish his devotees. So the Prabhupada comments in this verse, he says, when the pleasure of the potency of Krishna is exhibited by his grace in the person of a devotee, that manifestation is called the prema bhakti, love of God. Therefore, devotional service reciprocated between the Lord and his devotees is an exhibition of the transcendental pleasure, potency of the Lord. And then this Lajini Shakti is not only between Krishna and Radha, but also Krishna extends this potency to all the pure devotees. And then devotional service is in the realm of this Lajini Shakti. And then for proving that Radha is Krishna, there is a very nice verse in Brahma Samhita. This verse says, Ananda ki maya rasa pratibhavitabhi sabhira eva nija rupataya kalabhi goloka eva niva sati akhilatma bhuta govinda madhi purusham samahaim bhajami. He says, I worship Govinda, the primeval law, who, along with his Nija Rupataya, this Nija Rupata means that his own personality, his own form, he enjoys Ananta Simaya Rasa. He enjoys the supreme ananda, and also the word pratibhavita. The prati means gives the sense of the relationship, the mutual relationship. And the verse says, kaladhir. This nija rupata, this Srimati Radharani, which is the very rupa, the very personality of Krishna, she also extends in different, in many, many gopis, and always enjoying this Ananda Maya Rasa with Krishna. And then this is a nice point to think about Srimati Radharani being the same personality of Krishna as extension of his potency. And then we see how the Gaudiya Vaishnavas worship the Lord in his deepest form, in this Madhurya mood. Thank you very much. Srimati Radharani ki jai.
Now we're going to hear from another senior sannyasi who has practically resided here for half of his life.
To read from the Krishna book.
Prabhupada
described or Srila Prabhupada's summary study of the tenth canto. Actually, I need some water, something to my throat or something. It's described in an indirect way. Of course, it may be questioned if the Srimati Radharani's position is so prominent. Why is it not directly mentioned within the Srimad Bhagavatam? But that is the exalted position of the Srimad Bhagavatam, that it is the top Rasa Shastra, the top scripture to explain the highest form of worship of the Supreme Lord. Srimati Radharani has full capacity to please Krishna. She is the Bhagini Shakti. So it's presented indirectly because in matters of love, when something is expressed indirectly, but something is expressed directly, then the love diminishes. Just like if you have a candle hidden in a room, it's more bright. But if you open the door, then the light goes out. So